Welcome to the Out of Chicago podcast. I'm your host, Chris Smith, and I'm here with my partner in crime, Melinda Kavishanky. Hi, Melinda.
Hey, guys.
And we are going to be giving you the lowdown on everything about the Out of New York conference. It's going to be amazing. Why are you laughing?
You're so dramatic.
It is dramatic.
We have lots of hand motions right now. I wish you guys could see it all.
We've been putting so much into this to figure out the schedule. It is giving me headaches night after night, and the whole
It's got to be perfect.
It is perfect.
Yep.
It's finally, we've released the schedule, and finally it is perfect. Our whole team, from Melinda to Michelle Kuhn and Ann Belmont, Brian Essler, and everybody else on the team, has been putting in countless nights making sure this is going to be so much fun. This is so much more than just a regular photography conference. Go to one big lecture to another big lecture. We're going to have walks all over Manhattan, over to Brooklyn, and we're going to be highlighting all those things today. So stay tuned to this whole podcast. We're going to tell you about everything that you can be a part of or that you'll be missing. I'm so sorry if you're not going to join us in New York. But before we get into all that, I want to tell you about two events we have coming up. One, this Sunday, actually, August 28th, Angie McMonagle and I will be leading a water taxi architectural tour through the rivers of, through the Chicago River. We're going to be photographing architecture. It's going to be great. She did one on her own just a few weeks ago. People loved it. And we still have a couple spots left for that if you'd like to join us. And go to outofchicago.com and go to the events page, and you can sign up right there. Another event, Tony Reynez, my buddy Tony and I are leading. We've never done anything like this before. This is an epic new thing. We are going to Michigan, and we're going to photograph the lighthouses, the beaches, the barns, the everything.
Sunsets are going to be amazing.
Sunsets, amazing sunsets. That's right, the sunset side of Michigan. We're going to go up through Grand Haven. We're going to hit all the best lighthouses. Melinda's making a pouty face. She will be working while we're there enjoying that. And that is August 30th. Through September 2nd. So it's like three nights, 4 days. We're going to have a ton of fun. Wake up, shoot sunrises, sunsets, and we got a couple spots left on that as well. So again, go to Out of Chicago, go to the events page, you'll see everything there. But the main reason we're getting together today is to talk about Out of New York, and we want to hit some of the highlights. Here's the deal. It's October 14th and 15th. Those are the main conference days in New York City. It's in the heart of Manhattan. It's at 35th and 5th Avenue, right across from the Empire State Building. We're spending tons of money to get us right there in the middle of it, so you're in the heart of the action. So I really hope that you're going to join us. You'll be blown away by some of the things that we're doing. Of course, some of the speakers we have are phenomenal, but some of the places they're going to take you, some of the things that you'll be shooting, the experiences you'll have, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I really hope that you'll join us. Are there people laughing in the background, Melinda?
There might be laughing, or not sure what they're doing. Definitely a group here.
So, yes, we're out. We're getting everything all set. My internet is terrible, so we had to get together. We're here live. Not live, but we're here together on the patio. We might have had a drink. And was I not supposed to say that? And we're going to go over all these highlights. So let's start with, before the conference even starts, what are we doing, Melinda?
This
what are we
doing is going to be night? Amazing. Oh, my gosh. A sunset cruise.
Drinking. Go ahead.
A sunset cruise, totally just our group. We're taking a chartered boat. Chris knows a little bit more about it than me, but it's going to be amazing.
We've chartered a New York City water taxi. They're going to take us around Manhattan. We're going to shoot sunset. This is Thursday night, the night before the actual conference starts, and we're going to have presenters from the event. We're going to have the whole Out of Chicago staff. Everyone's going to be there. It's going to be an amazing night photographing the Statue of Liberty, photographing the skyline. We're going to get all the best angles.
Awesome.
We've chartered the boat. We're going to tell them to get us to the best locations. I'm pretty sure Frederick Van Johnson, Rick Sam, Salmon, RC Concepcion, a whole bunch of the photographers are going to be there with us shooting this thing. I mean, it's just something, it's going to be special. It'll be a special night. You'll never forget it. That's Thursday night, so that'll be October 13th before the actual conference starts. So when you go to sign up, you'll see that as an option. It's, I think, $129 for the entire cruise. Afterward, we're not going to just get dropped back off where we started. We're going to get dropped off at the Dumbo area. That stands for, man, we love this, learning all this New York lingo. Down under the Manhattan Bridge overpass, Dumbo area.
There you go.
I know, pretty good. Down at Brooklyn Bridge Park. And that is, if you've seen those photos of the New York skyline and you see the bridges going in, that's the spot they're shooting it from. And we're going to be there, and there's tons of room to spread out. So we're all going to take the sunset cruise and shoot all those night photos of the skyline. It's going to be an amazing night.
And Chris even arranged that we each get to have a cocktail while we're out on the cruise.
That's right. Included in that price.
That's right.
One free drink.
That's right.
And the bar will be right on board. I mean, it's going to be great. It's going to be
awesome.
A great night. So that's Thursday night. That's going to kick off the whole thing. But Friday morning, then, is the opening presentation. And that opening presentation, I'll welcome you guys all there, but then we're going to have it taken over by Frederick Van Johnson. He's going to be doing, you know Frederick from This Week in Photography, the TWIP podcast, and he's going to be doing a live TWIP podcast as our opening. He's got some of the best New York photographers. They'll be there. He'll be talking about shooting New York. It's going to be Vivian Gutzois, James Mayer, Rick Garrity, Steve Simon, all the New York photographers, and they're going to be talking about their favorite places to shoot. So that's going to be great. And then we're going to get, you know her, Melinda's favorite, Lindsay Adler. Lindsay Adler is going to be doing her talk right after that, and everyone's going to see it. That's going to be a great opening to our Out of New York conference.
She's such a great speaker. She's so inspiring, extremely knowledgeable, super outgoing. She's one of the best presenters I've seen. She's amazing. Super excited to see her, yeah.
And we love her. So that is how we start out Friday morning. But then we have things going on Friday and Saturday throughout the day. When you go to register, if you haven't already, when you go to register, every session you're going to choose. Do you want to go to this class, or do you want to choose a photo walk for that session? And here are just a few of the things that you'll have to pick from. First off, Frank Smith, he's the Olympus Trailblazer. He's got all the connections at Grand Central Terminal. It's not supposed to be called Grand Central Station. I learned that.
Okay.
Grand Central
Terminal. Got it.
And he has all the connections there. He's going to take you guys to photograph there, but he can get people up into the balconies. He can get people into all these places that normally you can't get into. May even go underground and shoot. It's like FDR's old train or something. It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
All these places that no one's ever been to, and that's going to be one of the walks that will be offered on Friday. So that's with the Olympus photographer Frank Smith. But then throughout the weekend, there's going to be opportunities to do street photography. If you're into street photography, it's some of New York's best street photographers. Steve Simon, David Carroll, James Mayer, Rick Garrity, they're all going to take you to their favorite places. These people all lead these things in New York. Well, some of them do, but they're all going to be part of our big event. You're going to get to go out with any of them at any time.
And then in addition to not only those guys, even though they're not based in New York, we have Valerie Jardin and Marie Lagneau, who have been Out of Chicago favorites, and they've done such a great job for all the rest of our events, and everybody loves hanging out with them too. So they're going to be a great addition to the photo walks in New York as well.
And every one of these people is giving at least one class. Valerie's giving a new class this time on seeing photographically, so she's going to do her Street Photography 101 if you've never seen it, but she's also got a brand new class, and every one of these people, they're doing classes and they're doing photo walks. They're doing both. So basically anyone we talk about, you're going to be able to sit down and get a class with them or go out and shoot. You do both of them. And so that's kind of what makes what we do a little different, right?
Right.
It's not just sitting in a big banquet hall with a whole bunch of people. It is mosquitoes. And you're going to be out learning and then taking it to the streets and shooting. Some other walks we have RC Concepcion. He's originally from the New York area. He's going to be taking people to Little Italy, to Chinatown. Actually, we forgot to put this on here on our list, but RC and Frederick have an amazing walk schedule. I don't know if you want to call it a walk, but they are taking people to Top of the Rock, Rockefeller Center. They're taking people to Rockefeller Center at sunset. We've already booked all the tickets. We've got it ready. All you got to do is sign up for the class, and you've got your ticket. You're going to go up at sunset and photograph the New York skyline. It's the best view. If you've seen the shots of the Empire State Building and then the entire rest of Manhattan behind it, or you look the other way,
I haven't seen it yet,
of Central Park. You're making fun of me because I haven't posted my photos of it. Is that what it is?
Well, and I haven't been there, so both of them,
Michelle and I went there. We got great photos. We just haven't shared them with anyone.
Right.
But if you've seen those photos, that is the place to shoot from. And both RC and Frederick together are going to take that group up to Top of the Rock. And that is going to be one of the highlights of the weekend. Let's see, what else do we have here? Some of the best fine art and some of the best fine art architectural photographers are going to be here. We have John Kosmopoulos from Canada, Jim Walninski, one of our buddies from Chicago, Angie McMonagle, who we mentioned about the water taxi tour, she's going to be teaching, and Michael Mraz, also from Canada, from Toronto. They're all going to be there, and they've all shot New York before. I mean, I'll interrupt her right here. The whole point of this out of New York is that we have photographers that are out of New York, so many great New York photographers,
right?
But we also have these amazing photographers that everybody loves, and they've shot New York so many times. So John Kosmopoulos and Valerie and all these people, they've shot it so many times, they know all the best places to go.
And you get such a great different perspective too. Somebody like Jim Olninsky has such the opposite views of Angie McMonagle. Angie's like a minimalistic patterns, you know, looking at these buildings. It's such a great perspective. And then you get somebody like Jim, who's got the widest angle and the darkest processing. Like we'll just get such a wide variety of great education on how to shoot the architecture in New York.
Absolutely. So if you're into architecture, you're going to have lots of different things to do. And we split it into tracks, really. We've split it into like the urban and the architecture. Then you've got your street photography. And then you've got just general photography, whether it's macro, wildlife. Juan Pons has taken people to the Central Park Zoo. I mean, you know Juan Pons, the wildlife photographer. He's going to the zoo. He's going to teach you guys how to shoot wildlife from the Central Park Zoo. So that's another track. And then portrait photography is the other one. So it's kind of four big tracks put together. So if you're interested in architecture, you could basically take the entire weekend and just shoot architecture with these guys, learn it, go out and shoot it, and do it. If you're into street photography, just immerse yourself in it. But the fun part is you could do all street photography and then go shoot flowers for an hour or two. You know,
right.
You learn something
different
along the way.
For sure.
So much stuff to do. Now, we said that Lindsay Adler is going to be doing her opening, but Lindsay is also doing something that is even more special than that, and Melinda has been the one to organize this. So, Melinda, tell us what Lindsay's doing.
Oh, my gosh. Lindsay is going to take us after her. She's doing a presentation earlier in the day, and then in the evening, we're going to be photographing models throughout the High Line, and then we're going to end in her studio and being able to do a shoot in Lindsay Adler's studio. I personally am beside myself excited. I can hardly stand it. I cannot wait for that event. I think it's going to be amazing.
Are we letting you go to that one? We might need you to work something else.
No. I already promised Lindsay I was there. She would not be happy if I didn't show up.
So, yeah. If you don't know the High Line, it's a new park. It's like an old elevated railway, and they've turned it into just this beautiful park. And so Lindsay's organizing it. She's organizing these high-end fashion models. She's organizing the makeup artists. She's got everything planned out to a T, and we're going to be shooting out on that High Line, and like Melinda said, then going back to Lindsay's studio, Lindsay Adler's personal studio, and going back as part of this workshop. I mean, how awesome
I can't
is
wait.
That?
And yes, I am going. Thank you.
All right, very good. Whatever. So that's Lindsay. We talked about that Dumbo area. There's all sorts of walks that are going there. Frederick is going there. Brian Peterson, did we even mention Brian Peterson?
He is an out of Chicago huge favorite. I mean, everybody goes nuts about his presentations, and he's obviously so well written and a great presenter and a personality unlike most you would ever see. He's amazing.
Yeah, Brian's crazy in a good way.
He's awesome. He's so awesome.
And he's one of everyone's favorites to go out and shoot with because
you learn so much. Yeah. Everybody comes back and they're like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe how much I learned and what I saw. And his perspective is amazing.
Yeah. So that's great. Brian Peterson going all over town doing that. You're going to love that. If you're into post-processing, we're going to have Photoshop classes, Lightroom classes, HDR classes. We've got RC Concepcion. He's going to do Photoshop and he's doing HDR. He wrote the HDR book. Tim Gray, you know Tim Gray from Ask Tim Gray. He's going to be doing all Lightroom as well. And then Juan Pons is going to be doing, so Tim Gray is kind of doing like organizing your Lightroom, and then Juan Pons is doing the develop module. So the two of them together, it's like the 1-2 punch. You could learn everything you ever wanted to know about Lightroom just in this one weekend. So again, it's like, what makes this great is there's so much to do. The problem is there's so much to
do. Right, good luck choosing.
Yeah, but pick what you want to do, and you can make it the weekend that you want it to be. We've got Gabriel Biederman. If you know Gabriel, he's going to be teaching how to photograph at night in the city, and then he's going out and doing it on the photo walk. He's the author of Night Photography, From Snapshots to Great Shots. He's an awesome personality, great guy. He's also one of the instructors in national parks at night, and he's just a great guy to work with, and you're going to have so much fun learning and shooting with Gabriel. Some other things, we said Angie McMonagle and Michael Mraz will be there. They're going to be going all over town too. Angie's so excited. She's like, I can't believe I'm going to New York. So many great, she shoots all modern architecture, so many great places to shoot, and she's picked out all the places that she wants to shoot.
Oh my gosh.
Taking her group there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's going to be awesome. We said Juan Pons going to the zoo. Vivian Gutzois is, she writes the blog New York Through the Lens, and she also has the critically acclaimed best-selling book of the same name, New York Through the Lens, and she is going to be taking people out to shoot, and actually her class, how does this sound? Unleashing Your Imagination in New York City. You're going to love hanging out with Vivian. She's
her
great.
Pictures are amazing, and they're so colorful and vibrant, and getting to see all different amazing areas of New York too. I love looking at her images. She's great.
Yeah. And she's so awesome. I've hung out with her before. She's a really good person. So you're going to love that. We said that Frederick is doing his TWIP presentation. He's doing the TWIP show, actually, as part of the opening presentation, but he's also leading panel discussions. And I didn't know if we were going to do these or not in New York. I said, you know what, let's just see how it goes in Chicago first, and people absolutely love the panel discussions.
And Frederick is so good at moderating. Like, he was amazing. We had such great response and the engagement, not only with the panel attendees, but or the panel presenters, but also the attendees, like really got into it and right. really enjoyed being able to interact with Frederick and the other presenters, and they had a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I asked Frederick, I'm like, do you mind like leading those? Is that all right? He's like, what do you mean, do I mind?
That's what I do.
Exactly, and he is a rock star at doing it. So he's going to be leading a panel on street photography with all our best street photographers, and he's leading another panel on like new gear and equipment that they're going to talk about mirrorless cameras, but they're going to talk about all the latest things that are out there. And both those are going to be great to sit in. You'll get to ask questions. You'll get to interact and see the interactions between these other photographers, which is kind of one of the most fun parts. Because with all the other classes, they're kind of sitting up by themselves and they're teaching and you learn so much. But when you get them all in the same room together and
they feed off each other and laugh and come up with all sorts of, what was the thing that they what was their big discussion?
Goodness, yeah, that they were polycamerous or whatever it was. Yes,
that's right.
Yeah, we'll see.
Come up with all sorts of terminology.
Yes. So we've talked about all these things, but we said you could even go and do macro and flower stuff. So we've got Mike Motes and Ann Belmont. They're going to be doing like tabletop photography. They're going to set up flowers. Mike Motes is bringing in his whole collection of like gears and widgets and all this other stuff, and they're going to be in their classes teaching how to shoot it. But then At the same time, this is like at the end of the day on Saturday. It's going to be a long session where you'll get to go in and they'll have all the stuff set up and they'll work with you to shoot all of this. We do call this the shootingest. This is Levi's term. The shootingest conference.
I love it. Thanks, Levi.
Thank you, Levi Sim, to come up with that term. The shootingest conference on earth, because you learn the stuff, but then you go out and shoot it. It's not just sitting in a classroom and then hopefully figuring it out later. You actually go and shoot it with them. We also have Chris Gampett. You probably know him as the faux blogger, and he's going to be doing portrait photography. He's also going to be on that gear session, because you know all his great reviews. If you've ever looked up gear reviews on any of these mirrorless camera lenses or anything, and especially if you've seen these ones where it's like, wow, that is a great photo of that lens. Like, it's kind of like lens, I don't want to say it, like lens porn, camera porn, where it's like, it's just like gorgeous. You're like, all right, I gotta buy that. If you're seeing that, it's from Chris and from the photographer. Like, I've never, like...
Are you saying that right? Photoblogger is what it says right there.
Yeah, that's wrong. It's the photographer. So... So, I've never been on a website where I was like, oh my god, I need to buy that camera strap. Like, just the photos he takes of that, love it. And he's going to be teaching portrait photography and talking about everything else he does. So that's Chris Gampett, the photographer. But then on Sunday, so Thursday night we start out with sunset cruise. Friday and Saturday we have classes and photo walks all day. And when I say all day,
it's 7:30 to like midnight or something crazy like that. Yeah. It's like a lot.
Maybe not midnight, but they're long days, because you can go shoot. You can choose these photo walks that go into the night, because a lot of what people are teaching is night photography. So you can go shoot that stuff into the night, and it's lots of fun. But then on Sunday, something different. This is in addition to the base price, but on Sunday we're doing all day on the street workshops. So there's a bunch of photographers that are doing these workshops on Sunday. Steve Simon, Marie-Lane Yeo, Frederick Van Johnson, Angie and Michael, Jim Walninski, John Kosmopoulos, and R.C. Concepcion. They're all doing these all-day workshops. You can sign up. You can shoot all day throughout New York. No sitting in classes. Shooting the entire time and having a great time of it. That's on that Sunday. I guess that would be October 16th.
Yep.
So book your flight one day later so you can do one of those as well. And Saturday night then, the closing session is with our buddy, we love him,
Rick Salmon.
So Rick Salmon opened our Out of Chicago conference this year and blew the socks off of everybody. We loved it. This year, he's got, well, not this year, but now in New York, he's going to do the closing ceremonies.
Sure. That's better than the... Yeah.
He's going to do the closing presentation, and he is going to do... It's all about creative visualization. So he'll talk about New York. He's a New Yorker, and he'll show all of his best tips. And if you've never seen Rick speak, he's phenomenal. You're going to love it, and you're going to go home just with tears in your eyes. He had such a great time at the...
So inspiring.
Out of New York conference. Yeah. So all those things we have going on, you're going to love it. There's photographers we haven't even talked about here. Neil Vanikirk, he's from the Tangents blog. You know him. He teaches all this off-camera flash. He's going to be going out and doing model shoots. Scott Wyden-Kibowitz, he's going to be teaching how to do your own websites and WordPress as for a photographer. Jen Hillengay, she's going to be teaching portrait photography. So many people we haven't even mentioned here. You just have to go to the Out of New York website. So it's outofnewyork.com, and everything you want to know is there. You can sign up, register. Now is the time. I think I saw the countdown said 52 days.
Yeah.
52 days until it starts. This is so
exciting.
Can't
wait.
Yeah, and so we've just seen in the last week or so since we've opened up the schedule and put it out to people that have pre-registered that the sign-ups are coming fast and furious.
For sure.
And classes are filling up. Some of the photo walks are filling up and some of those workshops are filling up. So get there, get in quickly. If you have any questions.
We do, just a little side note too, we do have a couple of...
I said if you have any questions, I was going to say don't email me, email, and not even Melinda, Michelle Kuhn is the one that
you can also
all of your help with registration.
Right.
Her email is Michelle, with two L's, at outofchicago.com.
And if there's general questions, you can email me, Melinda, with an A, M-A-L-I-N-D-A, at Out of Chicago. But I was also going to say that we do have a couple of hotels booked as well. So if you go to our website, we do have some, there's rooms at the Hotel Pennsylvania and the Hotel Marriott Courtyard. They're under $300 a night. The
this is in the heart of New York City. This is
right.
This is as pricey as it gets, and we've worked to find you something that is not $800.
Right, totally.
Job,
and yeah, for sure. Well, I'm super excited because actually one of the hotels, the Hotel Pennsylvania, we have a couple of options on the site now too, where if you were to call them, there are, no, actually I'm sure they actually have a link on our website, and that'll give you two options for rooms. They start at like $220. That's kind of for their classic, we'll call it, rooms. And if you prefer a more contemporary and updated room, those are going to be for $249. But we're trying really hard to find something a little bit more reasonable and some good options to stay without having to travel too far.
But it's just like the Chicago event. You're going to be at the event. You're going to be shooting from dawn until dusk. I mean, you're going to be shooting all day. You just need a place to crash.
Right.
So find a friend, come together, make it a trip of a lifetime.
Hang out with us. I mean, come on, really. It's about as
we're out of
awesome.
Chicago. We're doing this Out of New York event, and we're having a ton of fun with it. I don't know if it's something we're going to do again, though. This is really like a special once-in-a-lifetime type of thing. So I really hope that you'll join us. We're going to have so much fun. The Out of Chicago team is great. We're going to make this a wonderful experience for you. You're going to leave just loving it. So
come join us, for sure.
Come join us.
I'm
it's
super
gonna be
excited.
Great. Thank you, Melinda, for doing the podcast with me.
Yeah, it was fun.
You were great.
Thanks.
Anything else we should say? So go to outofnewyork.com, and that'll take you right to the site, and you'll see the registration, all the information, the cheat sheet with the full schedule, which is finally out there. And, you're going to love it. We'll see you in New York City.
Yay, can't wait.
All right. Bye-bye.
See ya.